You know, I'm kind of surprised you chose the Nature Museum. Well, no reason. Well, some reason. I did say it was my treat. Yeah. And the museum's free on Thursdays, so... I don't know. I would have pictured my treat to be something I could actually treat you to, instead of just taking you to, I guess. How is that old-fashioned? I don't know. Can't a girl bring her significant other to somewhere nice on a date? Not that I haven't. I'm just surprised you would choose here. It has been a while. What, do you think they'll change the exhibits? Less crowded here than I thought it would be. More chance of, I don't know, making out behind the owl enclosure? We'll see. Ah, so you're guaranteeing dinner after this. I know what you're going for. And I hella respect it. Who doesn't like a good 2-for-1? Come on, babe, let's go. Now, where to? I don't know. I always used to start from the top, work my way down. You know all about that. I mean, we can start in the desert area. Yeah? Alright. I think it's on the 3rd floor. Let's go. You know, the last time I was here, which was probably, I don't know, 2 years ago, they had this gorgeous butterfly exhibit. I actually kind of contemplated taking you there. But at that point, I think we just met, and I thought, maybe it'd be weird to just ask someone to see butterflies. But then I thought, maybe it was just kind of sweet, you know? Yeah, like, it was a good idea. I should have done that. Hey, I bagged you anyway, right? Probably did something right there. Exactly. Now, you have to take my hand. Because people get lost in these kinds of places. Oh, I would know. It's happened. I've been on many a field trip where I deviated from the group and ended up lost and confused, cold, hungry. For about, you know, 10 or so minutes. Here we are. I've always liked seeing these displays. But that dingo, what is that expression? He looks like he saw something he shouldn't have. I don't know, like a kangaroo making out with a moose or something? Yeah, I know they're from 2 different continents. Well, I mean, are there moose-like creatures in Australia? Probably. We probably have a couple of kangaroos here in the zoo. So... I mean, you can't discount it. It might have happened. Well, maybe it's as unlikely as we are. I mean, look at you. You're so cute. How'd a cutie pie like you end up with someone like me? Oh, and there you go, defending my honor. So gallant. I think all you're missing is a horse and a lance. Then you'd be ready to joust for me, you know? Wait, what is that? No, seriously, look. It looks like some kid crawled into the exhibit and used modeling clay to make something that vaguely resembles what might look like an animal. It looks ridiculous. It looks like... I know what it looks like. I know exactly what this looks like. It looks like every shoujo manga. Where the guy is super freaking tall and has like those squinty eyes. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Yes, exactly. What was it? The Yowie Fox? what was it called? It was like a Yuri wolf or something. It just looked ridiculous. The eyes were so big, the legs were so long, it did not make sense whatsoever. God, stuff like this make me believe that God does exist just because he must be a meme lord or something. This can't be real. And yet here we are. And now this? What is that, a giant hamster? Well, it looks like a really big guinea pig. A what? No, I'm Jared, 19, I never fucking learned how to read. What the hell is a capybara? I mean, okay, but how the fuck did they make hamster wheels big enough for it? I guess it would be pretty glorious to ride that thing into battle, but still, some of these things, I don't know. And that little weasel-looking thing, that's a Tasmanian devil? That looks nothing like what Looney Tunes taught me. Well, it's taught me a lot. Like how when anvils drop from really high places, anyone it crushes just turns into an accordion. Or the fact that cats can never win against tiny little birds. It makes sense. I'm pretty sure it was based on documentaries. Of course. I was a studious kid, and I took my education very seriously. Which is why I would educate myself every Sunday morning with cartoons. I mean, they wouldn't make cartoons for kids if they weren't educational, would they? Wait, where are we? I don't remember this being a part of it. Mostly because no one else seems to be here. There was a healthy amount of people in the other exhibits. I don't know what this is, but I don't know if we're supposed to be here. Yeah, you're right. Let's head back. But first, come here. I've been wanting to do that all day. Oh, you have no idea. I gotta admit, this is a good place for a date. The only problem is, half the time I'm just looking at you. I can't help it. I'm just that sappy. As if your cheeks aren't warming up right now. Well, if you'd let go of my hands, I could feel them. Wow. You're taking this buddy system thing seriously. I appreciate it. Oops, wrong cheeks. That's my bad. We could stay here, but I do still want to show you off. Yeah. Exhibit A. Hottest thing north of the equator. Come on, let's go make fun of some penguins.